My text verse is verse 9 from Revelation chapter 5, just the first part of it. And they sung a new song. They sung a new song. I've entitled my sermon, A New Song for a New Year. Certain people have said that music reflects how life is going. That if you could listen to the music that a person surrounds him or herself with, you could tell a great deal about how their life is going. This morning, I submit to you that we're all of us, regardless of the condition of our soul, we're all singing a spiritual song as well. And if we could listen, if we could tune in and listen to that spiritual song, it would tell us a great deal about our spiritual condition. You see, I believe there's some here this morning that are still singing an old song, a song that's been sung since the Garden of Eden, a song that's been sung since the serpent tempted Eve to eat the fruit, and she ate that fruit and gave to Adam, and he ate. It's a song that's represented by many songs in our songbook, but I picked out one just to make my point this morning. That song that we sing, Love Lifted Me. The first verse goes, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. And there's some people here this morning that they may not be singing those exact words, but they're singing that same song. They are sinking deep in sin, far from the peace that Jesus offers to them. See, the Bible says that we're all sinners. In Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you've been around at all, you've heard me say many, many times, we can always find a sinner that's worse than we are. But the Bible says, don't compare ourselves to each other. Compare ourselves to the glory of God. The glory of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we compare ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize how much of a sinner we are. We realize how imperfect we are. We realize how far away we are from God's standard that He says, hey, if you want to get into heaven, you got to keep this standard. And of course, no person has ever been able to keep that standard save one. And that's the one who took our sins upon Him and went to the cross to die for us. And so if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you are apart from God. You are at enmity with God, the Bible says. In other words, you're at war with God because you want to do things your way instead of God's way. The Bible says, in our sins, we've turned away from Him. We've turned away from His way, and we've turned to our way, and we've decided to do things our own way. And because we've done that, we are apart from Him. And we keep singing that old song, again, not the exact words, but the same song that has been sung from the Garden of Eden, I am sinking deep in sin. And by the way, you never get shallower in sin. As a sinner, you never get better until you come to Christ. Then your sin is washed away. But on your own, as a sinner, that song is true of you. You are sinking deeper and deeper into sin. Far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. And again, on your own, you have no hope. You will sink deeper and deeper into that sin because you say, I'm not going to do it God's way, I'm going to do it my way. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. That's God's way. And if you're going to come to God, you've got to come through Jesus Christ. Now, most of us here this morning have. And so we're not singing that old song anymore. We're singing a new song. A song that hymn that I picked out reflects when it says, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. From the waters of sin lifted me. Now safe am I. I am saved from the punishment and penalty of sin. I am saved from the power of sin on my life because I cried out to the Master one day. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. And by the way, when we realize how much of a sinner we are, it ought to be a desperate cry that goes out to God, just like that desperate cry of Peter when he decided to walk on the water and meet Jesus during that storm. Remember the story? None of the other disciples got out of the boat. But they were in a boat in the middle of the storm, and Jesus comes walking to them. And they were afraid. They thought he was a ghost. And he says, "Fear not, it is I." And Peter said, "Lord, if it's really you, let me come walking towards you on the waters." And Jesus said, "Come ahead." And Peter got out of the boat, and he began to walk on the water toward Jesus. And as long as he kept his eye on Jesus, he stayed on top. But when he took his eye off Jesus and began to look at the waves and began to feel the wind, the Bible says he began to sink. And he didn't have time to word a fancy prayer. He didn't have time to word an elegant prayer. His prayer was a desperate one that said, "Lord, save me. Lord, save me." And when we realize what a sinner we are, and we realize that our sin separates us from our Creator God, there ought to be a desperate cry go out from the depths of our heart and the depths of our soul, "Lord, save me!" Because we have no other hope. There's no other hope apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." When we get saved, we do it God's way. We don't do it our way. We come His way. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And when we come to Him, and again, it takes faith to come. But God has dealt to every person enough faith to believe that we're sinners, to believe that Jesus is our Savior, enough faith to come to Him. And when we come to Him, He justifies us. Amen. He makes us just as if we've never sinned. And so, again, most of us here this morning, we're not singing that old song of sin anymore. We're not singing that old song of death anymore. We're singing a new song of grace. We're singing a new song of salvation. We're singing that song that only those who have come to Jesus Christ can sing. We're singing that song of peace with God. In John chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." So let me ask you this morning, which song are you singing? Which song are you singing? You see, you get to decide which song you're going to sing. You can decide, "I'm going to keep singing that song of sin. I'm going to keep singing that song of death." You can decide that. You have an invitation to quit singing that song and sing the new one. God gives you that invitation. Jesus gives you that invitation. The Holy Spirit gives you that invitation. The angels give you that invitation. Every Christian gives you that invitation. The invitation is to come to Christ. The invitation is to come to Jesus. If you haven't come, what you've done is rejected God. You say, "Oh no, I wouldn't reject God. Preacher, I wouldn't do that." Well, if you haven't come to Jesus, that's what you've done. In 1 Samuel, the Bible says, 10:19, "And ye have this day rejected your God, who Himself saved you out of all your adversaries and your tribulations." If you're still in your sin this morning, it's not God's fault. It's not Jesus' fault. It's not the Holy Spirit's fault. It's not this church's fault. If you're still in your sin this morning, it's because you've chosen to stay. You've chosen to stay. And again, you're singing the song of sin. You're singing the song of death because the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." It's death. It's not physical death. It's spiritual death. It's being separated from God. You're dead now. You say, "Oh no, preacher, I'm alive." No, you're dead to the things of God. You're dead to God. And one day when you leave this earth, you depart from this earth, you are going to be eternally separated from the God that made you, the God that made you for a purpose, the God that gives you a reason to live. And by the way, when you leave this earth, there's going to be no second chances. There's going to be no purgatory for people to pay or pray your way out of. When you leave this earth headed for hell, that's your destination, and that's going to be your destination for all eternity. So if you're still singing this song of sin, if you're still singing the old song, the song of death, I point out to you what the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, where it starts out, "For the wages of sin is death," but ends up by saying, "But," I love the buts in the Bible, "but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Why don't you this morning put aside the old song, put aside the song of sin, put aside the song of death, and join in and sing the new song? Why don't you this morning believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you this morning make that desperate cry out to Him, "Lord, save me"? Why not join David when he says in Psalms 40, verse 3, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." Or what Isaiah said in chapter 35, verse 10, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Why don't you decide this morning to quit singing the old song and sing a new song for a new year? The song of grace, the song of forgiveness, the song of salvation that only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know most of us are here this morning as Christians. We started singing that song some many years ago, and you've been singing it for a long, long time. Let me suggest a couple new verses to that song that you might sing in 2019. I can't give you the song of salvation as a new song in 2019 because you've been singing it for a while, because you know Jesus as your Savior. But let me suggest a couple more quickly. What about a verse that says, "More about Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus." Why not add that verse to your song in 2019? "More about Jesus let me learn, more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me." Why not let that be your song in 2019? "More about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace." You're already singing the new song, the song of salvation. You quit singing the old song, the song of sin and death, years ago. But why not add the verse, "More about Jesus," in 2019? Why not make 2019 the year that you say, "I want to know Him"? Like Paul said in the book of Philippians, "I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable to His death. I want to know more about Jesus." Amen. Or what about this one? "I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground." Amen. If you've been saved, that's a good song that you could sing at the start and throughout every new year. "I want to go further with the Lord. I want to not only be more like Him, but I want to serve Him more. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, Lord, plant my aim is higher ground." Amen. I don't want to have doubts about the things of God. I don't want to be afraid. Helen Rainey told me one time, "Pastor, there's over 365 fear knots in the Bible. There's one for every day. We as Christians, as we enter 2019, we don't need to have any fears because we have a God that says, "It is I, fear not." He said that to the disciples in the middle of the storm. He says that to us today in the middle of the storms. "It is I, fear not." You see, God never promises to keep us out of the storms, but he says, "I'll go through them with you." And as long as you keep your eyes on him, he'll keep you on top. Take your eyes off Jesus and see how the storm swallows you up. Take your eyes off Jesus and see how the waves engulf you. Take your eyes off Jesus and you'll feel the wind blowing you to and fro. But keep your eyes on Christ. Stay on that solid rock. That's what we need for 2019. I want to seek the utmost height, catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Amen. New song for a new year. You're already singing the song of salvation. You're already singing the song of life. You're already singing the song of grace. Well, why not add a verse? More about Jesus would I know. Why not add a verse that says, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. An evangelist went into a small town, poor town. And one of the members of the church where he was coming to hold a revival came up to him the first night of the revival and said, "Preacher, there's a lady that I'd like you to go see. She's been bedridden for years. She can't get out of bed, and so she doesn't come to church. But I visit her every now and then, and she said that when you got here, she wanted me to ask you to come visit her." And the evangelist said, "I'd be happy to go visit." And so the man told the evangelist where she lived, and he went out to her cottage. It was a humble cottage, and knocked on the door. No response to the knock, but the door was open, and so he walked in and stood in the entryway, which was also the foot of the stairs that went upstairs, and he heard a faint voice saying, "Come on up, come on up." And so he walked up the stairs, and in a small room lay an aged but cheerful invalid lady. He said, ma'am, I'm the evangelist that's holding a revival down at the church, and one of the men in the church asked me to come and see you. She said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I wanted to see you. I'm so glad you're here." She says, "I need your help." And he said, "Well, how can I help you? Are you a Christian?" And she, "Oh, yes, I've been saved many, many years. I know the Lord is my Savior. I got saved when I was a little girl. I got baptized. My mom and dad took me to church all my life. I've tried to live all my life in a way that honored God." But she says, "I need your help." And the evangelist said, "Well, I'll be happy to help you any way I can." And she reached over and grabbed a hymn book that she had laying on the table. And she said, "Sir, I've been reading this book. After my Bible, I probably read this book more than any other book I read. And I've searched through this book for songs that they might sing in heaven. But every one of these songs, I found a verse or a phrase or something that it just doesn't seem to me that this would be a song that they sing in heaven. Could you please help me find a song in this book that they sing in heaven?" And so the evangelist opened it up, and there was a song, I don't know if it's in our book or not, but the title was, "There is a Land of Pure Delight." Pure delight. And he read the song to her. And there's a phrase in that song that says, "Death like a narrow sea divides." She said, "Well, when I'm in heaven, I don't want to be reminded of that. I don't want to be reminded that death like a narrow sea divides, because I'm not going to be divided from my God and my Savior." And so he said, "Well, okay, I understand that one." So he flipped the pages and he found that one, "There is a fountain filled with blood." What about that one? Wouldn't that be a good song to sing in heaven about our Savior? But she looked at it and said, "Well, there's a line in there that says, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. That's not going to be true of me in heaven. My old tongue may be buried, but I'm going to have a new one. And he mentioned four or five other songs. Songs that you and I would probably say, oh, yeah, those would be appropriate for heaven, good songs to sing in heaven. But every time he mentioned one, she said, no, that don't seem right either. And so as the story goes, she finally took the book and closed it up and said, nope, none of these will do. They'll have to write a new one. They'll have to write a new one. And they sang in heaven a new song. And that song was about Jesus and his worth. And when we get to heaven, we'll get to join in on that new song. But why not sing it down here? If you're here today and you don't know Christ, I can't think of a better time of year than the last Sunday before a new year starts on Tuesday to ask Jesus to be your Savior. And again, I'm not asking you to join the church. I think joining the church is a good thing, and I think if you're a Christian and the Lord's led you here, you ought to join the church. But I'm asking you to quit singing that song of sin and death and come to Jesus Christ and ask him to save you from the penalty of sin. Wages of sin is death. You're going to be separated from God because of your sin. But Jesus paid what you owe. And he can make you one with God if you come to him. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the new song. Song of grace, song of life, song of forgiveness, song of love, song of Jesus. And I'm so glad that I've been singing that song for a lot of years. And I'm glad there's a lot of people in this room this morning that have been singing it for a lot of years. But Father, I got to believe in a crowd this big that there's one or two here that are still singing the old song. Song of sin, song of death, song of separation, song of hopelessness. Father, help them to understand they can't come to you their way. They got to come your way. They got to come through Jesus. Help them to see the sin that separates them from you. Help them to see the penalty, the price that Jesus paid for their sin on Calvary. And help them this morning to decide to come to Jesus Christ. Man, woman, teenager, young man, young woman, whatever their age, Father, they need to come to Jesus today. You said today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. I pray you'd help them to come. Then I pray for Christians that are here. I pray, Father, that we would add some verses to the new song that we're already singing. Maybe that verse about knowing Jesus more. Maybe that verse about gaining new heights for you as we seek to serve you and we seek to live for you. So speak to our hearts as well. Help us to look forward to 2019 with hope, but also a resolve to be a better representative of you. I pray you bless this time of invitation. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Whatever we need to do, help us to do it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.